Right now, here across the Triangle area, it's not too bad. Temperatures generally in the middle to upper 30s, as you mentioned. As the morning wears on, we should see areas of rain, patchy light rain, start to break out across the region. So those people going to church later this morning, it would definitely be a good idea to take along some rain gear with you. Again, it would be more of a general light rain, not like the heavy rainfall we had last Sunday at this time. And then temperatures will gradually warm, mainly this afternoon. I think we'll stay pretty much in the low to mid-40s for a good part of the morning to the early afternoon, and then possibly warm up into the 50s or even some lower to middle 50s by late in the day as some warmer air comes in from the coast.
Now, we've been talking that this storm is really kind of looking somewhat identical to the one we saw on Thursday, right?
A little bit. There are some a few distinct differences. One is that with the front we had on Thursday, we had some very strong winds occur right behind the frontal passage, with wind gusts as high as 40 to 45 miles an hour across the region. It looks like when the cold front goes through, and again, it looks like the timing of this front will probably be close to the morning rush hour tomorrow morning. So we are expecting widespread showers to occur in the vicinity of the front. So maybe kind of a wet commute tomorrow morning. And we'll actually have some breezy southwest winds overnight tonight. In fact, temperatures will probably rise well into the 60s here across the triangle. And for our listeners down towards like Clinton, Fayetteville, maybe in Goldsboro, there'll probably be temperatures near 60 or lower 60s there overnight tonight. Then as the cold front goes through during the morning hours, that temperature will drop pretty rapidly in the morning and in the afternoon hours. The winds will be blustery, but not as strong as they were with this last front. We're expecting wind gusts tomorrow, particularly in the afternoon hours, somewhere around 30, maybe as high as 35 miles an hour.
So when those temperatures drop tomorrow, any chance of, I guess, any fear of there being any of that black ice again?
Well, again, with the blustery winds and also with a much drier air mass coming also, I think a lot of the rainfall that we do get will probably evaporate. Also, with this last system we had on Thursday, we had rainfall amounts anywhere from a quarter to as much as a third of an inch or so across the Triangle area. This time around, our rainfall amount should be a little bit lighter, it looks like. We're probably less than a quarter of an inch. In fact, a lot of places will probably measure less than a tenth of an inch, and so that would be more readily to evaporate.
And then finally, looking out to tomorrow night, Tuesday night, very cold temperatures overnight, right?
Yes, sir, it is. We are expecting this air mass coming in will be even colder than the one we've just experienced. And so with the very cold air and plus with the continued winds late Monday night into Tuesday morning, we're looking at wind chill values here across the Triangle area pretty close to zero or even sub-zero for a few hours very early Tuesday morning. So definitely dress for the elements.